Thank you very much for attending this presentation. My name is Iván López. I work as software engineer at SUSE in the system management team, typically known as the JAS team. Here you have some contact information, contact in case you want to reach me. And I'm here today for telling you about the new project we are developing in our team, the so-called Dinstaller. So let's start with some introduction. Well, the first thing we would like to make very clear is that this new project is not a replacement for JAST. JAST will continue being there in the products that is now, for example, in SLE 15, and also in the future service packs of SLE 15, also in the current version of OpenSUSE Leap. We don't know about the future for both, for SUSE and OpenSUSE, but at least for the current versions, JAST will continue there. Well, for the new project, well, last year, more or less in summer, we started to have some discussions in our team about how the installer should look in the near future. And we had some ideas in mind. For example, we wanted to reduce the number of steps you have to perform with the JAST installer. Probably you have used the JAST installer once in your life, and well, you have to follow a wizard approach, sometimes too many steps to perform the installation. So we did some experiments modifying the JAST installer, basically by ending at the end of the installer with the last dialog with the installation settings screen with some default proposals and allowing you to touch the settings directly there in that dialog without going through the whole wizard. We were also experimented with the idea of a web interface for the installer. We also were playing with different tools and ideas. And then in more or less in January, well, in December, we started to work more seriously in a new project, in the Dinstaller project. And in December, in January, we already had the first prototype for this project. This is the how the UI of the new installer currently looks, but okay, we will see more about it in a while with a demo. Also in January, we published our first blog post telling about the idea of the new project. And in general, well, it was quite well received by the community, but it's true that there is always a common complaint, and it's about the name. We totally agree, because Dinstaller sounds right the opposite of installing a system. We are aware of that, and sooner than later, we are going to propose a better name for the project. Anyway, we are open to suggestions, so if you have any proposal, please give feedback to us. We will be very grateful. Just out of curiosity, also in January, only 1 week before we published our first blog post, we realized that the Anaconda team in Red Hat is doing something very similar to us. They are also implementing a web user interface over Anaconda using a Dinstaller service, a DPaaS service for communicating with the system. So from the architectural point of view, both ideas are basically the same. Of course, each project has its own requirements and use cases, but the idea is the same. It was a great coincidence that two different groups of people, a different part of the world, started to do more or less the same at the same time. So let's now talk a bit about the motivation and the scope of this project. So our main motivation for creating this project was to offering a modern solution for the installer, modern from both sides, from the UI point of view and also from the architectural point of view. And at the same time, we wanted to overcome some of the problems we have been addressing with JAST during all these years. As you probably know, JAST has been there for more than 20 years. And Linux systems have changed quite a lot during that time. But JAST is still able to manage a wide range of Linux systems, from very ancient versions of SLE to OpenSUSE Tumblr with, for example. That means that the code of JAST contains a lot of logic, is able to manage a lot of use cases, sometimes even kind of contradictory use cases. It's normal when you start to work working in a just module, you start to read the code, and you discover new use cases meanwhile you are reading the code. Of course, use cases that are not documented at all. All this makes very difficult to evolve the just code and to maintain the code. So in general, we can say that the just code has too much technical depth. And it's not only a problem about the amount of use cases, it's also a problem about the complexity. Because some part of Jazz are complex, even for us, that work every day with that code. OK, another problem we want to solve with this new project is the limitations we have with the user interface of Jazz. The Jazz interface is limited, and it also looks outdated. Jazz for the UI uses a library, the LeafY UI library. That library is developed by the community. It's an open source project. It belongs to the OpenSUSE community. And this library has been a key part of Jazz because it allows you to write the UI code once and then render it with different technologies, for example, with Qt, with Nkursis, or even with GTK. This is great, but it also has some drawbacks. For example, the UI design is always limited by the more restrictive technology, in this case by Nkursis. Apart of that, also the amount, the set of widgets is also limited, and so on. So all that make very difficult to create modern and advanced UIs within Jazz. Then another, not everything is bad in Jazz. In the 4 or 5 years, we have put a lot of effort on improving some key modules of Jazz. For example, we have rewritten from scratch the Jazz storage module. We have improved a lot Jazz network, some part of Jazz users, only for mentioning some of them. And it would be great to reuse all that effort in other projects. I'm thinking, for example, on using some tool like Salt, for example, and delegating to Jazz the creation, for example, the partitions or the configuration of the bootloader or that kind of things. Right now, it's possible to do that, but if you want to reuse some part of Jazz, most likely you have to carry with all the Jazz dependencies, sometimes even graphical dependencies. So that is another motivation to improve the reusability of all the four we have been done in Jazz. And last but not least, we also want to make contributions easier. We know that contributing to Jazz is not an easy task, maybe because we lack of good documentation, maybe because the complexity of the Jazz code, or even because it's difficult to find people knowing the specific technologies we use in Jazz, for example, LeafY UI. So that's something we have in mind to also improve the contributions in the new project. Then about the scope of the project, to be honest, we don't know yet what specific use cases and products we are going to support with this new installer. At this moment, we are taking part of some ALP workgroups. ALP is the adaptable Linux platform we are developing in SUSE. If you don't know about it, I highly recommend to watch some recordings from yesterday. As I was saying, we are taking part of some workgroups. We are discussing ideas. We are trying to collect use cases, requirements, etc. Our goal is to use this new project for ALP, for both for the local and also for the remote installation of bare metal systems. But let's see. We are still trying to find the specific use cases we need to implement. So now we are going to really see a demo. Well, in case you want to try this new installer, you can download the live ISO image that we have prepared in OBS. So if you go to the Just Head project in OBS, there is a the installer sub-project, and you can download the ISO image from there. So, okay, now I'm going to switch to the demo. No, before switching to the demo, well, I have to comment something. When you run the ISO image, well, first of all, if you are going to try it, we strongly recommend to use a virtual machine, because you know this is an experimental project. Well, shit sometimes happens. Well, but in case you do it, the first things the installer does when you run it is the so-called probing phase. During this phase, the installer tries to analyze your system, your storage network cards, storage devices, etc. And in case it needs some information for you, for example, if you have encrypted partitions, for example, it asks you for the encryption password in case you want to open your devices before performing the installation. For the demo, I have omitted this proving phase because it takes some time. So now, okay, I have lost my. Okay, for some reason the virtual machine was closed and I have to open it again. Okay, so here. Okay. Okay, so here on the right we have the main dialog of the new installer. You have probably noticed that it's quite inspired by the installation settings summary of Just. The idea is basically the same. You have everything here in one page with some default proposals, and you can touch the settings that you want. The first thing you can modify is the language for the target system. For now, this only affects to the display language. The keyword is always in English in the target system. This is something we will improve. Then the next option is for selecting the product to install. Again, here for this demo, we have only the Tumbleweed, but it theoretically is also possible to install different versions of OpenSUSE Lib with the current state of the project. Then we have a section for selecting the target disk in which you want to perform the installation. And below you have the actions that are going to be performed on the selected disk. Here you can expand also the sub-volume actions. And then the last section is about configuring users. You can create the first user for your system. For it, you can indicate the full name, the username, the password, and the auto-login setting. And then we have a couple of settings for root, one for the root password and other for the SSH public key. Well, this is basically all that is possible now with the UI. Maybe in the future we will add more options, but not that many, because the idea is to keep the installer as minimal as possible and then configure the rest once the system is already installed. For example, in the first boot, maybe using other tool or whatever. Apart of all of that, the installer right now also allows to some kind of custom configuration with a YAML file. It's also limited at this point. It only allows you to indicate the repositories to use for the installation and the SSL certificate in case you want to perform a remote installation. And again, for the future, we plan to extend the possibilities of for the configuration of the installer. For example, it would be possible to indicate the partitions you want to create in the target system, or the subvolumes, or your network configuration, etc. Okay, if you click on install, you get this confirmation pop-up. If you accept the install, the installation simply start. I'm not going to do it because it takes some time. But basically, if you perform the installation, you get. What is now the presentation slide? Here. You get this this dialogue telling you that the everything was installed, and you have a button for rebooting into recently installed system. And a part of the UI, we also have what is happening here. Okay. A part of the of this UI, we also have implemented a command line interface for the installer. We have the deinstaller CTL command, and it basically allows you to do the very same than the UI. You can configure the language, the target disk, everything with the command line. And one interesting thing is that everything you configure with the command line is automatically reflecting the UI. For example, I'm going to select another device for the installation. Sorry. If you have a look to the right, now the target disk is BDA, and I'm going to select BDB. And as you see, the UI was automatically reflected. And this is because we are using DBus. And our UI is continuously listening to DBus and is able to automatically react to the events that are happening there. OK, I think that's all about the demo. So let's continue with the rest of the presentation. So let's now talk a bit about the technical details, how all this is done. So the key part of this project is a service. We have created a deinstaller service. This service takes care of configuring the installation and performing the installation in the system. One thing that maybe surprised you is that this service is actually using just libraries under the hood. As I was commented previously, during the last year, we have put a lot of effort in improving the JS code, and now we are taking use of that work here in this project. We are not starting from scratch. So we have the deinstaller service that is providing DBus API, and then over that DBus API, we have created a web client. The web client is developed basically as a cockpit module. So we are also using all the cockpit infrastructure for communicating with DBus, for logging into the system, etc. And for the UI itself, we are using Patternfly. Patternfly is the component system developed by Red Hat, and it's basically the library that all the cockpit modules uses for the UI. And we are yet another cockpit module, and we are using basically the same technologies as the rest. Okay, this now is another representation of the architecture. So we have the installer services using just libraries and providing a DBus API, and then over it we have the web interface. One advantage of this architecture is that we can easily create other kind of, interfaces over other kind of clients over the device. For example, the command line interface, as we have seen previously in the demo, or maybe we can create a Qt application or whatever you want. Actually, this representation is not totally true, because right now we are splitting our deinstaller service into smaller services. The idea is to have one specific service, for example, to managing the storage devices, another service for managing network, and so on, because that approach gives some advantages. For example, you can perform the proving of the system in parallel, or even it opened the door to create more asynchronous user interfaces. So at the end, we are improving the user experience. Last but not least, also splitting the services allows you to create services that totally independently one from the other. For example, you can use a specific programming language for one service and another different language for other service. The only important thing here is the DBaaS API you are providing. Okay, so now about the future of the project. Well, as I was commenting previously, we don't know yet exactly what products and use cases we are going to support, but still we have in mind some things that we would like to continue doing. And one of them is to implement the unattended remote installation and also the integration with Summa. Something similar to AutoJazz. Of course, we are not going to backport all the AutoJazz use cases. This is a new project with new requirements. But we would like to do something similar to AutoJazz. Then we also want to invest some quite work in make possible to deploy images. We know that ALP is going to be based on images. We would like to support that, support the installation based on images. Another thing we would like to work on is on the integration of this product with third-party tools, for example, with Salt or Ansible, and much, much more things. For example, from the UI point of view, there are still too many things to do. For example, we need a mechanism for reporting errors to the user. We need to make more asynchronous actions in the UI, etc. There are a lot of things to do yet. Okay, so now let's conclude this presentation with some highlights. So today we have presented a new project that is based on a modern architecture, based on DBaaS, also with a user interface based on web technologies. Our goal is to make this new project to devote with ALP, maybe in the future also for similar systems based on image deployments. And everything is still in a very early stage. There are too many things to decide and to discuss. And of course, we need feedback. We would like to hear from you. So please, if you have any suggestion, any idea, whatever, you can contact us in the common channels on IRC, in the mailing list, or even you can create an issue in our GitHub project, the installer project that you can find under the JAS organization. So I think that's all I wanted to tell you. So thank you very much for your attention.